Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to a special edition here of the show. We have with us tonight someone from All Star Pro Wrestling there in Shelbyville, Indiana. Once again, coming off a successful first show and a mere 9 days away from the second show, Troy Van Zant. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure as always. Now, we talked last right before the first show, and I understand it was pretty successful. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what went down on the opening show?
First we done the fundraiser for the, United Methodist Church, and it turned out really good for everybody. We had right around 150 people packed in there in this really small room. We had like six great matches, raised a lot of money for the church. The church was even able to pay the boys. So everybody was happy, and I was happy. And since we had such a good success that night, I went ahead and ran the April show. And actually, because of the success that night, I went ahead and decided to go monthly after April.
That sounds like a pretty successful first show. You said you raised a lot of money. Everyone got paid, which is always nice to hear. The fans left demanding more shows. Is that why you made the choice to go monthly after April?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, my original goal was to, for this year, was to run like four shows and like, slow, take off kind of slow and build everything up. But I got a lot of messages and everybody seemed to be really happy, with the show. So I'm just going to take the risk and go for it and see what happens.
Like I said, we have around nine more days before we get to the second show there in April. And this one, I understand, is at the fairgrounds. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. We locked down a building there, the Family Arts building there. We'll be there every month from here on out. So,
a little bit of a homecoming for the Van Zants.
Yeah, it's been a while since we actually controlled a show or, ran the show or booked the show, whatever you want to say, here in Shelbyville. And it was nice to see everybody come back out and see us. I mean, we had a huge turnout, and it wasn't all because of us. I mean, we had a great lineup that night, a lot of great guys on the card, and it was just a good show all the way around.
I noticed coming into the show on the 9th of April that there's going to be a lot of new faces to the roster that weren't on the first show, a lot of outstanding talent added. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the new faces coming to All-Star Pro Wrestling?
Yeah. Of course, you got the main. Well, we'll save that for last. We got Ace Perry coming in. We got Del Patrick's, two awesome guys right there. Remy Wilkins is going to come in, work with Apollo. You already know that's going to be an awesome tag team right there. A guy I'm looking forward to coming in is the New Hope, Brian Bowers. I got a guy that does all the indie shows around the other states, not just in Indiana. He likes to tell me who's good over here and who's good over there and who to watch out for. And I've been hearing a lot about this guy, so I'm looking forward to seeing him in our ring. And we got Scarecrow coming in. from a Hoosier Pro. I had a lot of people requesting this guy, so if the fans want to see him, I'm definitely going to have him there. And then you got Drew Skills. I mean, what else can you say about Drew? He's the man right now around here, and he's no chump by no means, and he's the real deal. So we got a stacked card.
Sounds like it, and it sounds like not only do you have some of the larger individuals on your roster, you're bringing in a lot of the cruiserweight guys. I know Ace Patrick and or Ace Perry and Dale Patrick's more of a cruiserweight style. Scarecrow, also a cruiserweight style wrestler. Do you think that that's going to be the formula? A lot of the larger guys in the main event, semi-main event, and then bringing in a lot of the cruiserweights to try to appeal to all taste in wrestling fans?
No. I'm going to mix it up as much as I can. I'm going to listen to the fans as much as I can. Push the guys they want to see. And if it's Ace Perry they want to see in the main event, then that's what I'm going to try to give them, is Ace Perry in the main event. Right now, Clint Poe, he's in the main event against Drew Skills. He's got a lot of tension going on around here. So right now, he's in the main. But, I mean, size in my company does not matter. If you can go and you can work the crowd, I'll give you a chance. I'm not afraid to. I'm not the biggest guy in the world either, so guys always gave me chances, so I'm not afraid to give other guys chances.
Very true. Now, speaking of that main event, Clint Poe, very young in his career, but he's got a lot of buzz, a lot of people very impressed with him. His opponent, Drew Skills, has been around over 15 years. He's been everywhere, major companies, smaller companies. He's done a lot. He even co-hosts the Undisputed Wrestling Show. He does everything. What do you think is going to happen on April 9th when the young upstart meets the solid veteran?
No, that's a good question. I just hope the building can hold it and they don't tear the building down when these two monsters get drained. I don't know. I mean, you only stay at top for so long, eventually somebody's going to come along and knock you off. So we'll see. I just know the crowd's in for a good match and exciting night.
Definitely, Drew Skills has main evented many a show for many a promotion, always brings his A game. And if he was here, I'm sure he would warn Clint Poe not to be sucking.
I'm sure. Or he'd be telling him that he's his wrestling daddy, as his promo said. So I kind of wish Drew would call in and say that. But
you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe he will. Maybe he will. Maybe he's listening and call in and let us know.
Okay. Now, you talked about some of the new faces, but you also have a lot of returning wrestlers from the first show. A guy that you're very familiar with, Tom Van Zandt, will be back. You'll be back, I'm sure. Clint Poe, of course, was on the first show. He'll be in the main event. What was the buzz like from the guys that were on that first show as they were leaving the building that night about the next show for April?
Everybody was excited and ready to go. Because we that night in January, we had the crowd was just crazy. They were loud and was into every match. So, you know, when you go to a show and you get that, you're always really excited to come back, and hopefully it's the same way April 9th. I got a feeling it's going to be, because we only got, like, limited tickets left. Everybody was stoked and ready to do it again. So
we touched on it a little bit the last time you were with us, but for the people that may have missed that or people that want to get the most up-to-date information, if there's wrestlers referees, managers, whatever, that want to get a shot with All-Star Pro Wrestling, what would be the best approach to try to get consideration for being on the roster?
If you know me, or you hit me up on Facebook under Troy Kindred, or hit up All-Star Pro Wrestling Showville on Facebook, send us a message, or if you see me at a show, approach me. I'm looking everywhere because, you know, I want to bring new talent in all the time to take on the talent that we got here on a regular basis. So, I mean, we're always looking. I'm looking for managers right now, valets, women wrestlers, midgets. We're looking for everything. So if you guys want, anybody wants to work, just hit us up and let's hope we can work something out.
I just happen to know of a midget lady wrestler that sometimes special guest referees up in our neck of the woods, just in case you're looking for Northwest talent to make an appearance. Now, you did put on the Facebook page that you were looking for managers, which is sort of a dying art. What exactly are you looking for when it comes to the managers? Do you have anything in particular in mind that you look for when you're considering bringing someone managerial-wise onto the roster, or are you open to any type of style and experience level?
Right now, I'm pretty open to about anything to give it a try and see what will work. But, of course, you know, if you're an experienced guy, you know that you're jobs and, you know, hey, give me a shot, you know, give me a shout out, we'll work something out. But I'm looking for anything right now, just to try to get something new and different to what's been here.
And when you posted that about the managers, was there a lot of feedback from people making suggestions, like a lot of fans saying who they enjoyed watching, maybe wrestlers piping in with guys they've seen on other shows?
Not a whole lot. I got a couple on who not to, but not a whole lot. There was a lady that I contacted about doing some ballet, but other than that, there hasn't been a lot. Everybody wants to be a wrestler.
Hopefully the guy that was told not was not me, because that would hurt me in my liver.
No, that was not you. It was not you. I promise you that.
All right. I feel a little bit better now. Now, you got a lot of the new guys, like we talked about, Ace Perry, Dale Patrick's coming in, bringing in Scarecrow, Remy Wilkins forming the Triple C with Apollo. You have anything in particular set that these gentlemen are going to be doing, or is it still up in the air as far as specific match assignments?
No, we're pretty much locked down right now. Ace Perry and Dale Patrick will be in a four-way with Jonathan Wolfe and Sean King, which if you've seen, I've seen this match before, and it's just awesome. I mean, these guys work very well together and perform very well together, so I'm looking forward to that. Like you said, you mentioned Triple C a while ago. They'll be taking on the Sons of Bad Street, which is my brother, Tom Van Zandt, and Bobby Black. I mentioned Brian Bowers earlier, will be coming in. I got a three-way with Brian Bowers, TJ Kemp, and Trevor Court. I'm personally looking forward to this match. There's a few little surprises I'm not going to give away yet. Of course, we already talked about the main event with Clint Poe and Drew Skills. And then we also have, we talked about Scarecrow. He's going to be taking on Dylan Swango.
Sounds like a pretty stacked card. Now, that four-way match that you mentioned with the young cruiserweights, I've been in the ring with all four of them. I've wrestled all of them. Those are some amazing athletes. They're all very young in their career, but they've all been around for several years. In a couple of cases, they're second and third generation. So even though they're very young age-wise, they've been around the business for quite some time. They're all very well trained. That should be a phenomenal match that anyone that is a fan of cruiserweight wrestling should definitely pay attention to in the Midwest.
Absolutely. And that's the opener. So everybody else is going to have a hard one to follow. So everybody better bring their A-game.
That is a tough act to follow, putting those four in there. Now, Scarecrow versus Dylan Swango. Dylan Swango, also someone that has a lot of buzz about him in the Midwest. He's hit a number of promotions out there. Very good talent. Definitely, I would say, not really a cruiserweight, but he's very good in the ring. What can you tell us about Dylan Swango and his match with Scarecrow?
I love Dylan. He's a good kid. He's a pretty good-sized kid, and he can move really well. This is one that some of the fans asked for. And so, like I said earlier, if the fans ask for it, I'm going to give it to them. So these two gentlemen, this is their chance to shine, and I'm going to give it to them 100%, and it's on them.
Well, it looks like we are joined by someone else from your neck of the woods. We have the other person from Indiana on the line.
Yeah, you got Drew Skills on the line. So you got
Drew Skills, speak of the Don himself.
That's right. I don't have a lot of time, fellas. I'm actually in Chicago. I just left the NBC Tower. It was at the Steve Harvey Show, and I'm headed back, so you're going to probably hear the GPS go over the speakers here, but got a little bit of time to talk about how I'm going to beat the dog doo-doo out of Clint Poe.
Absolutely, go for it.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, Clint Poe, he's definitely an athlete, definitely a strong dude, definitely hungry, definitely a guy that people need to keep their eyes on, but he's just not ready to face the caliber in the main event as a guy such as myself. You know, I'm a guy who's been here for on top for quite some time, and I don't plan on letting this young lion knock me off. You know, I am the king of the jungle, and on April 9th, I'm going to prove that to everybody in Shelbyville. I hear that there's not very few tickets left to purchase. So, you know, if you're listening to this this podcast right now, you need to hurry up and contact who you need to contact and get tickets, because this one's definitely going to be one you don't want to miss.
Now, Drew, I mentioned earlier that on April 9th, Clint Poe definitely doesn't want to pick that time to be sucking. Am I completely right on that?
Yeah, don't be sucking, that's for sure. You know, here's the thing. This kid's getting thrown into the main event. He's, like I said, he's definitely a guy that's going to be there. He's definitely a main event guy, just not yet. Just not. He's got some things he needs to tweak, some things, you know, just some things that come with time, some things that come with experience. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time now, and that's what's going to put me over the edge, and that's what's going to, you know, hurt him come the ninth.
All right, and it looks like we also have another gentleman from Indiana with us.
Hey, this is Big Country, Clint Poe.
All right. Clint Poe, will you have Troy Van Zandt and your opponent?
How's it going?
I was just talking about you, Clint Poe.
Oh, yeah, what did you have to say about me, Drew Skills?
I was just talking about you. I was talking about how one day you are going to be the man. Just April 9th is not going to be that day. You know, as long as Drew Skills is running around in All-Star Pro Wrestling, I will be the man. Sooner or later, all the bump cards, you know, will be tallied, and sooner or later, Father Time will win, and I will have to step down. But until that time, I run the nest. Until that time, I am the king of the jungle, and you're just going to have to settle for a second.
Yeah, I hear you running your mouth, Drew. You know, and I'm I'm the young buck coming in. It's going to take your crown from you. You know that.
I know that one day I may give it to you, but it's not going to be April 9th.
No, I will be taking it from you, Drew Skills. I'm going to take your crown, and it's going to be April 9th.
Do you hear this, sign guy? Do you hear this, kid?
I hear him.
Some girl.
I had a lot of respect for you at one time. And then you come around and you start running your mouth more and more, and you run your mouth about me, you run your mouth about my fans and my hometown. Well, April 9th, you're going to see that everyone in Shelbyville is going to be behind Big Country.
You say that as if I care whether or not the people are cheering for me or not. You see, you can line everyone up in Shelbyville in a single file line, and I'll whoop each and every one of them, and you could be at the end of that line. Or the beginning. It doesn't matter to me because I'll go through the whole building. Makes no difference. I run my mouth because I can back it up. That's the bottom line. I do what I say I'm going to do. Troy Van Zant's on this call. Tell him, Troy. Let him know. He's barking up the wrong tree. You are a young lion who one day will run a pride, who one day will be the king of the jungle. But that day has not come yet, son. And I'm going to prove that to you on April 9th. I'm going to turn you over my knee, and I'm going to give you the whooping that your daddy should have gave you. And if he's got a problem with it, I'll give him a whooping too.
I hear you, Drew Skills. Running that mouth, that's what you do best.
So what
you're
I
not
do best,
back it up. I guarantee you that.
What I do best is
when
get
you get
W's.
In the ring with me, and you get face-to-face with me, and I'm looking down on you, you're going to be shaking. Wonder what I'm going to be doing to you.
Clippo, see, here's the difference between me and you. You see, I know that you're a good athlete. I know that you're strong as an ox. I know that you've been trained really well because I happen to know the guy who did it. So I know that you got potential to be great. But here's the thing. I've been in the ring with the best that there is, and I beat them. I fear no man. I'm not going to fear anything on April 9th except getting out of that building without maybe, getting mauled by the women because all the women want to go home with Drew Skills. But I tell you what, on April 9th, son, I may leave a little bit of you left so that while I'm at All-Star Pro Wrestling, I can continue to kick you like a dog when he's down.
Yeah, you're right, Drew Skills. You have beaten the best. There's no denying that. You've been in there with the best. You've beaten the best. But like you said, I'm an up-and-coming guy. I'm a top dog. But you haven't been in there with me yet. You haven't been in there with the 2016 Big Country Clint Poe. You're in for a rude awakening.
Well, I'll tell you what I am ready for, and that's to get it on. Sign guy, I appreciate you having me on. Troy Van Zant, it's always great to hear your voice. And Clint Poe, I will see you on April 9th. I'm on South Shore Drive looking at the lake, baby, and it looks great up here in Chicago. Just did big things. Big things are coming on April 9th. Look forward to it, and I'll see you in the ring, Clint Poe. I'm out of here.
Drew Skills, I'll see you on April 9th.
Wow. Well, Troy Van Zant, you were exactly right. Maybe Drew Skills will call in, we said, and there he was.
Only thing he didn't say is who's your daddy, but I ain't disappointed. Drew's the man. This is going to be an awesome match, and I can't wait to see these two collide.
Well, Clint, you sounded awfully confident, but like Drew is pointing out, he's been around for quite some time. He's faced some of the greatest competitors in the wrestling industry. He's been everywhere. He's seen a lot. He's done a lot. You're just starting out. What are you going to have to do to overcome that experience edge?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, Drew Skills has he has been beating the best. He's been around for a long time. He's been everywhere. I mean, there's no denying that. I mean, the man's, you know, he's a big man. He's been around for a long time. But, you know, the wolf on top of the hill is not as hungry as a wolf climbing the hill. And April 9th is my shot to take him down, and that's what I'm going to do. I've been wanting this for a long time, and like I said, it's just he has done some great things in this business, and I'm going to try to do my best to beat him because that's going to be one big notch on my belt.
Well, Troy talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, but there's a couple of gentlemen that will be there on April 9th that Drew knows very well and has a long history with in his career. Apollo Starr and Remy Wilkins, the Triple C, they've run with Drew in a multitude of promotions over the years. Are they going to be in the back of your mind as something you might have to overcome with Drew's skills, because they've proven that they aren't above coming out and lending a hand if need be?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing over the years, you know, you learn, especially being around people like Drew Skills, you know, you've always got to watch your back because he's made it to the top by not always being straightforward. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, Apollo, Remy, I mean, they're really guys, too, you got to watch. And for sure, I mean, that's something that I'm going to watch out for. And, you know, I think, you know, as Drew starts getting in trouble, I mean, it's a possibility they might come out. I don't know. You know, you never can tell with them. You know, hopefully Drew brings it on April 9th and faces me like a man, you know, because I'm coming in. I've never, ever had anybody to back me up. And that's always made me a stronger person because I knew that I had to do it. So hopefully April 9th, Drew mans up and just bring what he has. And hopefully that he, Apollo Starr, Remy, that they'll be leaving Shelbyville with their tails between their legs.
Now, I'll be the first to admit you've amassed a large following and you've done a lot of great things in a short period of time in your career, but those look to be strong odds against you, so hopefully you'll have what it takes. And it looks like we are joined by yet another person from the Indiana area. You have the caller from the Indiana area.
Yeah, you sure do. What's going on?
Tom Van Zandt, welcome to the show.
Yep, did I start hearing you talk a little rumble about Apollo and Remy? Is that what I heard?
That's what you were hearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be the last time you're going to hear Apollo and Remy at All-Star Pro. Promise you that. So you don't. What they don't realize is you insult one of the Sons of Bad Street, you insult us all. And that's what they've done to Bobby Black. They insulted the guy. So we're going to teach those boys what it's like to get respect beat into you.
Now, we heard earlier that it's going to be the Triple C versus the Sons of Bad Street, yourself and Bobby Black. You and Bobby Black, very experienced. Apollo Starr, very experienced. Remy Wilkins has been around for a bit but doesn't have the same level of experience. Do you think that that's going to be the advantage in the match for you?
It's just like a wounded fish in the ocean. Sharks ain't going to go for the strongest fish. No. They're going to prey on the weak. And that's our whole plan, see? Remy, he has no experience like we do. You might as well say he has zero experience when it comes to us. And that's what we're going to do, sign guy. We're going to prey on that little weak fish, and then we're going to pounce on it. And then we're going to come out victorious, the Sons of Bad Street on top.
Now, you, of course, no stranger to Apollo Starr. The two of you have been around for quite a while, have crossed paths multiple times. When you get in the ring with a talent like Apollo Starr, and you've been in there with them so often, does either man really have an advantage over the other as far as knowing strengths and weaknesses?
Look, I can just tell you right now, I've got all the experience in the world, so anybody who knows Tom Van Zandt knows that I come from a very successful tag team as the Van Zandts with my little brother Troy Van Zandt. And I think if you look up in the books, you check out the W's and the L's, you're going to see more W's on the Van Zandt side than you would the Soul Shooters, Apollo, or anybody else. So, yeah, I've got the total edge on him because I've beat the man numerous times. I'm not going to say he hasn't beat me, but you know what? I got way more wins under my belt than what he does.
You're teaming up with Bobby Black to face Remy and Apollo. Bobby Black, someone I've always said is one of the more underrated wrestlers in all of the Midwest. He's very similar to your brother in style, but obviously he's not your brother. Do you think that you and Bobby Black mesh just as well as if you and Troy were the tag team facing the Triple C?
Look, that's kind of a trick question there. You kind of put me on the spot here, but it is like this. No tag team will ever be as good or as badass as what the Van Zandts. That's his bottom line. Bobby Black is like a little brother to us. The kid grew up around us. He grew up with us. So, you know, he knows he can hold his own, and that's why he fits in quite well. And when it comes to winning, I know for a fact, with Bobby Black in my corner, we are going to win.
Troy Van Zandt, would you agree with that?
Well, absolutely, I agree with it. But here's how I look at it. We've always modeled ourselves after the Freebirds. It doesn't matter what combination you get when it comes to the Sons of we're winners, no matter who you get or which one you get. We're kind of top now.
Now, Tom's sitting up at the top of the pecking order here. On the main event, you have Drew Skills versus Clint Poe. Clint Poe, the hungry young guy. Do you have your eyes on Drew Skills versus Clint Poe as something that you might want to address singularly at some point in the near future?
Look, it doesn't matter which one of those two big gorillas. It doesn't matter. It ever gets that opportunity, only one victor's going to come out, sign guy. And that would be me, of course.
Clint Poe, you might have another person with his sights on you after the 9th of April. I think we scared Clint.
Yeah, I'm here.
Surprise me. Yeah. Later,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm here, fine guy. Yeah, again, Tom Van Zandt. We seen what happened last time. You know, we
listen,
shook hands at the
we
end
were
of that.
In a church. You think a badass like myself can relax and come wide open in a church? No. So you took the opportunity and found my weakness. As soon as I walked into the church, it was like kryptonite on Superman. Weak. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't focus.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, I really think anywhere you're at, it's going to be the same situation. Whether you're in a church, at a fairgrounds, at a boys' club, it doesn't matter where you're at.
Listen, Pee-wee, when me and Bobby Black get done embarrassing Apollo and Remy, just remember, we ain't ever too far away from you. So pick your words real wisely, Biggin.
Yeah, how about you can just stack Bobby Black on your shoulders and then I'll face the both of you.
Well, first off, that shows you how young and stupid and naive you are. If you can't whoop one of us, well, no, both of us. So you're kind of putting yourself in a hole. I know you're young and you're hungry and you're determined and you're this and you're that and you're country and you're in the woods and you're shooting guns and I don't know what, tackling deer, biting with your teeth. I don't know what you're doing. But one thing I know you will not be doing is whooping me or Bobby Black together, separate. As a matter of fact, you better worry about Drew Skills because I know Drew, and I got a lot of wins over Drew Skills. I'm going to throw that out there, too. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Drew Skills is going to do what he says he's going to do to you, Clint. He's going to embarrass you. He's going to bend you over his big knee, and he's going to smack the shit right out of your little country hiney.
Well, you've been in this business a long time, too. I respect you for that, and you probably got some wins over some guys, but again, you're wrong on this. You know, April 9th, people are going to have to come out and see this, because I'm going to bring everything I have April 9th, and I hope Drew Skills brings everything he has, too.
Yeah, the classic good guy comment. I'm bringing it all I got, baby. I'm doing it for the fans, baby. That's why you're never going to make it to the top. You don't have the tools. You're close.
Yeah, but you just don't have it,
Clint. You just don't have it. You're really, really close. And I know you've heard that before. That's what's so funny about it.
I'm sure after April 9th, you're going to be telling the same story you told after the church show. You're going to say, yeah, Tom Van Zandt couldn't fully open up because I was at a fairground and I couldn't really express myself.
No. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Clint. I took it easy on you. I got cocky. I got a little arrogant. But that's just me as a person. And I underestimated it. And you got lucky. And you caught me inside the building. And you pulled off the win. But, see, here's the thing. Drew Skills, he has no weakness. He's just a beast all the way around. He is the mastodon. I mean, that's just, a lot of guys want to use that. There's only one actual true mastodon. That's Drew Skills. See, a big country can hold a lot of things. It can hold a couple of badasses, a couple of tough guys, but also holds a lot of pussies. And that's kind of where you fill in. See, Drew Skills, he's just going to chop you down like a big redwood.
Yeah, that's one thing I found out around this. You know, facing you, facing Drew Skills, is, you know, I have a lot of negative comments. But, you know, in the end, just like the church show, just like the fairgrounds are going to be, when I come out ahead, there's always going to be someone else trying to bring me down. For one thing for sure, I'm going to keep pushing and pushing, and my fans in Shelbyville is going to push right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
April 9th, I'm going to get the win over Drew Skills.
The wheelchair that you're going to be sitting in, that's all they're going to be pushing is your wheelchair. All two of your fans.
You know, you did. The Van Zandts are a well-known name around Shelbyville. I'll give you that. I'm kind of surprised you're backing Drew Skills on this, you know?
It's just because I personally don't like
him. It doesn't surprise me either.
I think you are just you're somebody that thinks you've got it all figured out because you're a big guy and you're hungry and you think you're going to go right to the top and just step on guys. No, I've seen many kids like you. And the outcome's all the same. You go home and you suck on your mommy's titty because you couldn't cut it.
See, that's the difference between me and you, Tom. You say that I'm rushing to the top. You know, I've earned it. From day one of getting into wrestling, I have earned my spot by working hard. Nothing has been given to me. And nothing's ever going to be given to me. I'm going
to
earn it from day one, so nobody can ever say, oh, I was Big Country's where he's at because of me. Big Country's where he's at because of me. That's not going to happen.
Look, man, hard work, determination, pumping iron, all that jabber, taking your vitamins, drinking your milk, sucking down some OJ. I don't know. Look, bottom line is, you can have all that. But if somebody's a little bit smarter than you and likes to take advantage of shortcuts, you're not going to beat that. The Hulk Hogan days are over. They're over.
Well, yeah, that's one thing Drew Skills is going to try to find in our match. He's going to try to find my weaknesses and But I'm going to be ready for him. I've been training hard for this match and come acclimatized. When I show up to the building, I'm going to be ready.
Only thing I'm saying, what it boils down to is, I say the same about how Drew Skills is going to annihilate you. Because this is my hometown, Clint. This is my brother's town. We respect you being from Shoville. It's like we respect all of our fans and people and so on and so on. You disrespect us, and then you're out of the loop. And then when you're out of the loop, bad things happen. But besides that, you got a lot of pressure.
You know what?
On you.
It's my hometown, too. I'm not the
only one out there.
This is my hometown, too. I'm pushing it for ninth. I'm doing everything I can to represent Shelbyville.
Well, yeah, you know what? I don't
path,
think Shelbyville wants to represent a loser.
We're the pride and joy of Shelbyville. But you've done nothing but crap on this town ever since.
No. Here's where once again, you're young and you're stupid. No, I didn't crap on this town. This town wants to crap on me. But that's okay because I'm a man and I overcome. You respect me, I respect you. You disrespect me, and I'll bash your head in. So now you see where I'm going with this, why I support Drew Skills. Because you do disrespect me. You don't show me respect. You say you do, but then when I see you out in public, you snuff me and you don't wave and you just kind of basically give me the country boy finger and go about your business. See,
Tom, no, that's where you're wrong.
We're not ready to pass
I don't see
our
you.
Town
I don't see
over
you around.
To you.
I don't see you around. You're obviously mistaking me for someone
see,
else.
Now, here's the thing. You're obviously admitting that you overlook me. That's the thing. But anyway, Clint.
If I overlook you, it's because I'm taller. That's it. Because that's the thing. I go around. I talk with people. I talk with the kids. So I try to get Shelbyville back on the map of wrestling.
Look. Bottom line is this, kid. We're not ready to give our town over to you. You haven't earned this town. You're just starting. And back to Apollo and Remy. I'm done talking about you, Drew, and Clint. The whole shenanigans of who's better and who. Because the bottom line is, I'm going to prove to everybody why Tom Van Zandt is an awesome and one of the greatest tag team wrestlers in the history of independent wrestling. And Bobby Black right there with me, guess what? Unstoppable. So, some guys talked earlier about their little lingo, their little clique, Drew, Apollo, Remy. They've been known to run around together. Well, this is what's going to be funny. Drew Skills be driving home with a big smile on his face. Say, boy, I sure whipped his ass, didn't I? Well, Apollo Remy's going to be in the back seat hugging each other, crying, fighting over the last Kleenex to blow their snotty little noses because they just lost to the Sons of Bad Street. And it goes the same way. You'll be home getting your wounds healed up, doctored up, and me and Bobby Black, well, we'll be chilling, drinking some brews, being victorious. That's the whole difference between us and you. Us from Shelbyville and you from Shelbyville.
One thing, sir, is April 9th is the Shelby County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a show to remember because you say that you're going to whip all over Paul and Remy.
Yeah.
Drew says he's going to whip all over me, but one thing's for sure, April 9th is going to be a hell of a show. Come out and see what it's all about then.
I will agree with you on that. April 9th, Shelbyville, Indiana. At the fairgrounds, 500 Frank Street. Come on down and watch Van Zandt and Bobby Black be victorious. And come on down and watch Clint Poe be a loser. So come on down, people. It's a good time. And I'm out.
Well, Clint Poe, it sounds like you have your hands full. You not only have Drew Skills coming up on the 9th, but it sounds like Tom Van Zandt wants another crack at you.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's, on the 9th, my only focus right now, he's not somebody that you can just blow off and expect to win. I mean, that's for sure. So my focus, April 9th, is Drew Skills.
Now, you're focused on Drew Skills as you should be, but there's not only Tom Van Zandt looking at you in the main event on the 9th. I'm sure everyone on the card is going to be watching that to see what happens. You might have a line of people gunning for you after April 9th. There's going to be a lot of new talent coming in, a lot of guys that you saw the first night that All-Star Pro Wrestling ran. Do you feel like maybe you're the man to beat in this promotion right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did notice, at the last show, I mean, a lot of the guys, I mean, they had that look like, hey, I got to take this guy out. And, I tend to get that a lot, where I go. I've always kind of seemed like I had a target on my back, but, So April 9th, I mean, like I said, it's, my main focus is Drew, but, I feel like, when you're in the position, when you've earned this position to be in the main event, you're going to have guys that are going to be eyeing you, and trying to watch the tape and try to figure out what they can do to beat you. And, that's definitely something that April 9th, I mean, there are a lot of guys, you're probably going to be watching, are going to be trying to figure out, hey, what do I have to do to get in the match with, Big Country? And, it does come with it, and, that's the thing. I'm training all the time. I'm constantly just trying to sharpen my game because I know the farther I get in the business, the higher I get in the business, the more I succeed, the more that people are going to try to chop me down. And, it's April 9th is going to be a big, a big show. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to see a lot of different things, a lot of different matches, a lot of good matches, a lot of tensions between people, and especially Drew Skills and myself. I mean, that match right there is, been leading for a long time. I mean, it's been slowly boiling over time, and I know, I've wanted my shot at him. He definitely wants the shot at me. I mean, this is two Goliaths just going at it, and it's going to be a hell of a show when we both get there.
Troy, one name we did not mention when we were running down the list of people that might want to take a shot at Clint Poe, the name of Troy Van Zandt. Are you a potential opponent for Clint down the road?
I'm a competitor like anybody. And I'm always, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm always looking at the top, shooting for it. So, I mean, if you're at top, no matter who you are, everybody in that locker room is gunning for you. So, I mean, I'm no different than anybody else.
Clint, you might have a couple of brothers gunning for you.
I think Troy said it right. He's no different than the other guy. He's going to try to – everybody wants that shot. And, like I said, when you're at the top, you have a target on your back because everybody is wanting to take, what you have. So, I mean, he's a Van Zandt. He's known around Shelbyville. I mean, obviously, you've heard from his brother. You know what he's like. So, I mean, if Troy Van Zandt, sometime, wants a shot, if, Drew Skills can can outdo me and beat me, then, you know, target's on his back. But April 9th, when I come out ahead, I'm going to have a target on my back. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be fair game to a lot of guys.
That's definitely true. Whoever wins April 9th is going to have a huge target on their back. Huge target. Or mainly around their waist, I think the target's where it's going to be.
Drew Skills has made a career out of having a target on his back. Clint, you're pretty new to the business. Have you ever felt this much pressure where you've had so many guys publicly claiming they want a shot at you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, like I said, the more I succeed in the wrestling business, the more that I have this kind of stuff going on. I mean, obviously, this match here is going to be the pinnacle, the highest point of my career. You know, Drew Skills, being the champion he is around so many areas. I mean, he is the top dog, and he is coming here to Shelbyville, Indiana, to wrestle me. You know, that is a huge deal. I mean, there's a lot going into this match. I mean, I have a lot riding on it. I mean, I know, you know, he does too. I mean, he's obviously a little more cocky, you know, more loud, you know, likes to talk. You know, I'm looking at this. This is a goal for me. This is a huge step for me. I mean, this match is very high profile. I mean, this is one you do not want to miss. Hands down, no question. Even the show itself is one you're not going to miss. But Drew Skills going against Big Country Clint Poe is going to be the biggest match. It's going to be the super fight of 2016. I can guarantee it.
I've known Drew for a long time, and I know one thing about him is he always brings it regardless of anything. He will definitely be ready. And it sounds like no matter who wins, they're going to be targeted by the entire All-Star Pro Wrestling roster. Clint, we talked about some of the people gunning for you, and those are people that you do know fairly well. There's a lot of people making their debuts in April. What do you think about some of these new faces coming in? There's guys you may not be overly familiar with, but they definitely know who you are being in the main event. They're going to be watching that main event really closely, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of new faces. A lot of guys I've heard good things about. The whole show is going to be action-packed because, I mean, some of these guys just watching tape and highlights of them, I mean, it's just – that's where All-Star Pros definitely bring in and stepping the game up because, I mean, every match, it seems like from what – the guys that I've seen on the card and their highlights, because, I mean, I like to, you know, I study myself because, you know, I never know who's going to be coming after me. You know, so I want to make sure that I'm on top of my game if anybody comes after. But the highlight reels from the guys that I know are on the show, it's very, very impressive. And, you know, everybody is going to have to step their game up, and it's going to be a lot of battles. A lot of battles leading up to that war of the main event.
I'll just put this out there. The last time I was in Shelbyville, Indiana, a lot of people were asking me about Clint Poe, but pictured on the walls of some of the places I went into were the Van Zants. So that might be the story that is coming to fruition now. The Van Zandt's pictured on the walls, but the word on the street is about Clint Poe.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the Van Zandt, you know, they started Shelbyville. I mean, they were what brought wrestling to life in Shelbyville, and there's no denying that. And, you know, Tom and Troy, they worked their butts off over the years. And that's the thing. I mean, like I said, Tom slowly over the years has just crapped on the town, you know. It's like something happened. And he's completely changed, you know. He went down that bad road where, you know, now he's just a different person, you know. And Shelbyville lost their golden boys, you know. It's like, yeah, they're still here, but in a lot of ways, like Tom Van Zandt, he's against this town. And I want to be the guy that comes in, and like you said, the people are talking, and they're starting to see, you know, like, I want to support Shelbyville. I want to get Shelbyville back on the map again. So April 9th is going to be the big show. It's just such a high-profile match. That's going to be the show, I think, to get Shelbyville back on the map, and it's going to get not only the Van Zandt, but myself pictured out there, like you said. It's going to be out there. So it's no longer going to be the talk. It's going to be, you're going to see it.
Well, Troy Van Zandt, we have just a few moments left, so why don't you tell the people everything they need.
I want to go ahead and thank everybody, and I will see everybody on April 9th. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Best of luck to you, Clint.
Thank you.
All right, Troy, you want to tell the listeners all the pertinent information they need?
Yep, absolutely. If limited tickets left, so if you need them now, hit me up on Facebook at Troy Kennard or under All-Star Pro Wrestling Shelbyville. Or you can call the hotline at 317-699-6944 or 317-604-1776. People be better call now because there's only limited seats and this is going to be a hot show.
All right. Well, fans, get your tickets while they still last. The fairgrounds in Shelbyville going to be the scene of a fantastic night of wrestling, I believe. Sounds phenomenal. Troy, thanks for joining us once again. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And best of luck to everybody on the All-Star Pro Wrestling roster as we head into April 9th.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you, fan. Get out there, support, support, support. And we will talk to you normal time tomorrow. Lovely Lila Lodge on the program. We'll talk to you tomorrow.